Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. It's Junior Jukebox Jury Time on your unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Yes, hello and welcome to the second Junior Jukebox Jury, our preview of this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest, of course, happening a week tomorrow on the 20th of November at Minsk in Belarus. Five more songs are going to come under our Jukebox Jury's careful ears. And joining us now again from Duncan Place, we have Sean.
Hello.
And we have Caitlin.
Hi.
And they are going to be looking at five songs. We're going to be looking at the Netherlands. We're going to be looking at Serbia, Moldova, Armenia, and host Belarus. Let's start off right at the top with the Netherlands. Last year's victor with Ralph Machenbach's Click Clack. Looking to do the double is Anna and Senna, and they're singing about My Family. There we go, the Netherlands entry there. My Family from Anna and Senna. Tjeerd Oosterhuis, the man producing last year's winning entry, has also lent a hand with that one as well. So, Sean, can the Netherlands do the double and win 2 years on the trot with that song?
I think it was okay. The words were kind of weird. But it was a catchy tune, so I think it might well.
Is that the sort of music you like listening to?
Not me personally, but I think it was quite well written.
So what's on your playlist just now then? What sort of stuff do you like?
Green Day, like that kind of stuff.
So to the more harder, more aggressive sort of song
then? Yeah, probably that. Okay.
Right then. Caitlin, what did you make of that one?
I think it was quite good. The lyrics were a bit funny, but the tune was good.
The first time I heard this, I had high hopes for it, but it kind of goes a little bit samey. It really also depends on the voting or what they do in the night, because the kids have to sing it live on the night, so there's always a bit of stage fright and nerves that can come into play as well. I think it's got a good chance, but I think that it just keeps doing the same thing over and over again, and I think that people are going to want to have a winning song that's just a little bit more than that. So for me, I'd have that as a maybe on that one. Sean, what do you think? Hit miss or maybe on that one?
Maybe. It was like a catchy tune, but like you say, it was kind of the same thing over and over again.
So a maybe there from Sean on that one. Caitlin?
Maybe.
Okay, so maybe all around on that one, the Netherlands managing to not really impress, but not really disappoint us for an opening song, which I suppose is all you could really ask for. Let's throw that bit of paper away. We don't need those notes anymore and head for our second song, which is from Serbia. Sonja Skori has been doing singing for a long time, mostly since she was five, doing publicly. At San Remo Junior Festival this year, back in April, she came a credible placing on that one. Heading now for a second attempt at Junior Eurovision. 2 years ago, she tried, but she didn't get through the national finals and wasn't selected as a song for the country. This year, she's taken one more step. This number here is her entry for Serbia, and it's Arubna No. Sonja Skori there with the song for Serbia. Araba, no. Caitlin, what did you make of that one? Is it something that you'd play again and again?
I don't think I'd keep playing it, but I liked it. It was quite good.
Yes, you said there that you'd only listen to it a couple of times and that would be that. Do you think that will help the song on the night, that it's good for just two or three times listening to it?
Yeah.
What do you think of that one then? Hit, miss, or maybe on that one?
Maybe.
You wouldn't be any surprised to spot that Sonia's international favourites listed on are Celine Dion, Whitney Houston and ABBA. ABBA seems to be obvious for the Eurovision, but the big soaring ballad from the female singer, she's got that down pat, hasn't she, Sean?
Yeah. I quite liked it. She had quite a good voice, and that's the kind of thing I'd listen to apart from like the other stuff.
So you've got you like the divas, but we're not really going to talk about that, are we? Fair enough, then. We won't tell anybody you're in for that one. But what we all know is hit, miss, or maybe for that one from you, Sean.
I actually quite liked that one, so I'd go for a hit.
Go for a hit on that one. Our first hit of the Junior Jukebox Jury. For me, it's interesting because it's a junior contest. This sounds like a very mature song. Age between, I think it's up to 15, you can enter the song and your lyrics. And certainly it's a lot of pedigree, a lot of live performing yourself as well, and a good history. That could do well on the night. I mean, we talked about this in the last Jukebox Jury, that we thought that sort of happier, faster song may win. But it all depends on the mood of the audience and the people watching at home. It's phone votes across all the countries in Europe that take place, just like the full Eurovision. I think I'm gonna go hit on that one as well, because on the night, the confidence she has should carry that song as it goes through. So I think that one could do very well. We'll just have to see what happens. All right, let's head over to Moldova. It's their first time appearing at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, and sending up for their first time Stefanel Roscovan with Ali Baba. Admittedly, it does sound a little bit like an 80s Eastern European version of Miami Vice, a reference that will probably go over Sean and Caitlin's head, but no matter. Let's have a listen to Moldova's song. Ali Baba. As with all Junior Eurovision songs, it's looking to go for between 2.5 minutes out to 2 minutes at 45. I suspect Stefan's song would have been okay if it was only 2 minutes long. It seemed to get a little bit repetitive at the end there, and it made it a little bit of a tough going there, didn't it, Sean?
Yeah, it kind of did. When I was listening to it kind of got annoying after like a minute, and then it just kept repeating itself after that, and I was just didn't really like it that much.
Did you get the Miami Vice reference, or is that
No.
Okay, well, there we go. And see, that's why we're going for junior judges at Junior Eurovision. Hit, miss, or maybe?
I'd probably go for a miss.
You're going to go for a miss on that one. I think that's our first miss of the evening for Moldova. It's their first time at Eurovision, Caitlin. It does sound, as I said, it sounds a bit dated as well, really.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I thought it got quite boring. After about a minute to a minute and a half, it just kept repeating itself.
Hit, miss, or maybe?
Miss.
That's a miss. I'm going to join in with a miss as well. Even though it's Junior Eurovision, the song should be of a high standard. And when you put that up next to the song, especially, you know, Serbia beforehand, a great, big, powerful, you know, well-constructed ballad, even if it was a bit, okay, it's just, it's falling short on any way you want to measure it. And I don't see it doing well at all on the night. It has to be a miss for me as well, unfortunately, which means it's a three misses there and drops that right to the bottom of the pub. That's okay. Moldova can come back next year. It's the first time. Countries that will come back, Armenia, we'll have them next as our fourth song. It's also their fourth time appearing at Junior Eurovision. Last year's song to the delights of Barcelona Football Club came second. They've went for something a little bit closer to home. This is Vladimir Azumanyan singing Mama. Our Armenia there, our fourth song in Junior Jukebox Jury this week. Just a reminder, you can leave comments and find all the other Jukebox Juries back on the website, www.escinsight.com, or you can search for our Facebook page, which is ESC Insight, or on facebook.com. Right, all that said and done, what did we make of Mama? Caitlin, let's come to you that one first. It's certainly got more tempo than our previous songs. What did you make of that one?
At the beginning, it was a bit boring, but it got better towards the middle. It got a bit more exciting, but it didn't really work for me.
The song itself, or that progression through the different tempos?
The song itself. If more of it was more like the middle, if it was like that all the way through and they added more bits to it, it'd probably make it better.
Okay, right. Hit, miss, or maybe for you from that one?
Miss.
That's a miss on that one.
It was kind of a bit more like dramatic than the other ones, and in a like a weird way, I kind of liked it. I'm not sure why, because like Caitlin said at the start, it wasn't that good, but then it got better, and then got a bit better near the end. So I quite liked it.
Hit, miss, or maybe then.
I'm gonna go for a maybe. I'm
gonna go for a maybe on that one from Sean. I'm gonna give that one a hit. There's got that flavour of ethnicity just sort of lurking in the background that most of the really good Eurovision songs always have. The fact that the tempo changes up and down, okay, I agree with you there, Caitlin. It does kind of go up and down. Sometimes it goes too far one way and then too far the other way. But I like variance in a song. You know, I like songs that go slow and fast and mix it up and do changes and everything. And I think that, you know, when you're seeing 14 songs on the night, on, you know, seeing that change in rhythm and hopefully getting the energy that we can hear in the song, which is probably what you're enjoying there, Sean, getting that out on stage, I think it could do very well. So I'm going to say hit on that one, which of course means we have a hit and a miss and a maybe from that one through all the judges. Congratulations on that one. One more song to go. This is from Belarus, who of course are the host country, so when you're watching it on the night, there's going to be a huge, huge cheer for this one. If it's not being carried by your TV channels, you'll be able to stream it on the web. www.junioreurovision.tv will be carrying the live stream, and I'll be carrying commentary on Twitter as well. So twitter.com/Ewan, and you'll be able to find out all the goings on at the contest. Right then, let's head to Muzhiky Svet, which is by Daniil Kozlov, opening up slightly cheekily with a snatch of Moonlight Sonata from Beethoven. One of his favourite songs is Daniil, and he's joined by his friend on the piano, Jan Aladov, with this number here. Пусть еще не все я знаю, но все время повторяю, как божественно прекрасно звуком чистота. So there we go, our fifth and final song on this show from Belarus and Daniil Kozlov. Right, I mean, there's two big moments in that song that I think when you get into the auditorium on the night, going to really lift the audience up. And so a lot is going to come down to how that goes down on the night, because the song itself is a bit bland.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of like a bit, I don't know, it's not the kind of thing I'd listen to. It was kind of like they were given too much. Which might sound a bit weird.
Just being too much song, too much loudness, too much punch and get at me. Because they said it's two moments like Boyzone standing up off their stools in there, when really a song is only going to be 2.5 minutes long. It only needs one of those moments, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Okay, hit, miss, or maybe then, Sean?
Probably maybe.
I'll say it's a hit because I think the home crowd are going to lift that up, and audience reaction at this sort of event is always vital. It can just give the artist that little bit of an extra boost. It's like a home crowd at football. Caitlin, what did you make of that one then?
I thought it was okay. It could have been better, but like Sean said, there's two bits that was really like big, but you only really needed it one.
So hit, miss, or maybe from you on that one?
Maybe.
And that's our five songs. Right, let's have a little look back and see. And I can actually see from looking down the scoreboard, we actually do have a clear winner. Going back in fifth place, with a rather disappointing miss from all of us, is the entry from Moldova and Stefan Roscanova's Alibaba. Fourth place, Netherlands, My Family, last year's winners, not impressing the jukebox judges here. Armenia take third place with the triumvirate and gets, although it's the same score as Netherlands, wins it on a countback as it had a hit and a miss and a maybe as opposed to three maybes. Belarus, that we just heard, gets second place right at the death, two maybes and a hit. But finally, we're giving our nod to Serbia there. And Sonia Skori's Arabna, no. Two hits and a maybe from our panel. All remains for me to say thank you to Sean and Caitlin. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
And thank you to Caitlin.
Thank you.
And thank you all out there for listening to the podcast. As always, you can find more podcasts back both on iTunes, on our Facebook page, and on the website, www.escinsight.com. We shall be back with another Jukebox Jury next Friday, the day before the contest, to make sure that we get all those last songs. Might even throw in last year's winning song as well, just to see how it copes in the white heat of battle in 2010. But for now, it's me, Ewan Spence, saying thank you for listening, and cue the electric guitars.